Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners. Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
She is the co-founder, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project, a communication strategist consultant. She served as chair, and this is right up my alley here. She was the chairwoman of the New Hampshire Republican Party from 2013 to 2017 and was the 2008 New Hampshire Second Congressional District candidate nominee for Congress. She served as co-chair of the New Hampshire Log Cabin Republicans and sat on the Log Cabin Republicans National Board of Directors. I think that may have been the first time I really kind of got to know Jennifer, because I worked a lot with the log cabins when I was in D.C. and in Maryland. She was an award-winning radio talk show host and is currently a columnist for the New Hampshire Union Leader. She is none other than the incomparable Jennifer Horn. It is such a treat to have you on the podcast instead of hang out in the hood with me here. So we're having this great conversation about the party and where the party is not and what conservatism should mean in the 21st century, as opposed to how it's being applied. One of the interesting aspects of this election cycle that we're now kind of going through is where the president and his legal team have just gone all out. They're throwing legal spaghetti up against the wall and trying to see what sticks. And unfortunately for them, none of it is sticking. I want to share with you, there's this great piece by Aaron Blake in the Washington Post. It was entitled "Trump Lawyers Suffer Embarrassing Rebukes from Judges Over Voter Fraud Claims." So you've got the Trump campaign out here, folks, as you know, claiming that, you know, maggots are crawling up out of the ground. Frogs and pestilence are about to infest our communities because of the high level of fraud that took place during this election. Well, there was this wonderful exchange in this one court proceeding in which the Trump lawyers had to defend what they put in front of the judge. And so the court said in this particular exchange, quote, "I understand, what you've just said, but I'm asking you a specific question and I'm looking for a specific answer. Are you claiming that there is any fraud in connection with these 592 disputed ballots?" And the attorney for Trump goes, to my knowledge at present, no. Then the judge says, "Are you claiming that there is any undue or improper influence upon the elector with respect to these 592 ballots?" And the lawyer goes, to my knowledge at present, no. So you have this, you have these claims of fraud being brought before these judges who you can tell, and there's more in this particular transcript in which you can tell the judge is, put it politely in legal terms, peaked as hell, that they're going to bring these type of charges without the evidence, supporting right. evidence. You also have law firms now coming under fire for their bringing this litigation. In fact, the Lincoln Project has been out in front in sort of exposing this narrative up front on the record. I talked to a couple of the fellas about my concern, because as a lawyer, I was like, well, people have a choice to represent who they want. But apparently the instinct was right, because Jones Day had to respond and say that, you know, they had nothing to do with any of this. It was, you know, we're representing, you know, Trump on, or the RNC on other matters, as well as the DNC. It has nothing to do with this. But then you had Snell and Wilmer, who was one of the bigger law firms representing them out in the Arizona matters, actually pull out of their representation. What do you think is going on here, Jennifer, with these law firms, the legal spaghetti being thrown all over the place, and the rebuke by the courts right now, most especially sort of politely but firmly chastising against these types of efforts?
Make sure that, and I get to the end of this question, if I didn't talk about the judges, that Trump underestimating judges that you asked me about, I'll get back to that. But for the law firms and the folks that are involved in all this, they are bringing cases, they're bringing frivolous cases to the court. They are making accusations that are actually dangerous, that undermine free and fair elections, that undermine democracy. And back to what you and I were saying earlier in our conversation, the world is watching. And it has, the way that we conduct ourselves and execute our democracy has a direct impact on countries around the world. It has an impact on our place in the world. And I used to say this all the time when I was chairman, that you know, the United States of America needs to remain a beacon of hope for freedom-seeking people everywhere. That is no small thing. That's not just a patriotic, you know, platitude. For a sitting U.S. president to make false claims about widespread voter fraud, it's not just like this pathetic, whiny little boy thing that Trump does. It's actually dangerous. So, of course, you know, law firms, they have a right to take on any client they want. They have a right to engage in whatever they want. But these particular accusations and these particular lawsuits undermine democracy. And I would think that credible lawyers would not want to be a part of that. And it's not like it's even gray area. As you just read, I think that was a Washington Post story, maybe.
Right, right.
I saw that too. It is clear that the judges are sitting there on the bench saying, wait, what? Excuse me? I've got a backlog of cases back here of people who have actually, you know, involved in wrongdoing. What are you asking me to do?
Right.
Like, it's insane, but it's also dangerous. You know, and I would think that serious practitioners in the law would not want to be part of this. I acknowledge their right to be part of it, you know, rah, rah, right, for them. But this, you know, when we talk about the import of the rule of law, that is a big part of what's at play here as well. So I know Kayleigh McEnany getting in front of the cameras the other day with her stack of papers, and everyone keeps asking for evidence, and she comes out, well, here's 264 pages of evidence.
Right.
What is it? You know, what are you talking about?
What is the evidence?
Give that to your lawyers to put in front of the judge then, you know?
Yeah.
So it's insane. And it goes back to that, what we've been talking about this entire conversation, just how dangerous Donald Trump's approach to the Oval Office has been. And this is just another case of it.
So you wanted to talk about on the back end.
About judges. Absolutely.
Judges, yes.
You know, the big thing for Mitch McConnell and Trump since he became president has been that they're filling all these judgeships across the country. And that's how Mitch McConnell has measured his success. And they've used that to bolster this, you know, this particular, one of the particular cornerstones of the Republican base, that they're filling all these judges.
Right.
And Trump believed, as he was doing that, that he was essentially buying the outcome for anything that he bought
in front
of a judge, right up to the Supreme Court. And what we've seen in previous cases decided by, you know, with Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court, and any of these the judges are having none of that stuff.
Yeah.
I believe that McConnell and Trump really underestimated the character of judges in America. Like, they're not sitting there going, oh, McConnell got me appointed. I better rule in favor of Trump. They take it seriously. They understand the incredibly important role that they play in all of this.
Well, and the thing about that that's also important to understand is, particularly for lower court judges, federal judges, no judge likes to be taken up on appeal, number one. But then when they are taken up on appeal, the last thing they want is to be overruled on appeal. And they certainly don't want their case to get before the Supreme Court, and where the Supreme Court goes, what the hell were you doing? No, this is not right. So they're very careful. And I've been saying for a long time now, because I've understood and appreciated the history of Republican appointed federal judges, particularly at the appellate level and the Supreme Court level, that those men and women do come to the table, Jennifer, with a higher degree of professionalism, because they know what it means. When you are that close to the Constitution at the Supreme Court level, this is not a hit and run case you're going to be dealing with here. It's not, you know, night court.
I think they have a profound sense of history.
Yeah.
And not just our past history, but they understand that the actions they take are going to be, you know, recorded for history, that they are going to have an impact, that from the position we're in today, that it has an impact going forward. My grandchildren, when they learn history, are going to be living in America that has been impacted by the decisions that are being made today. And I think that the majority of judges have a profound understanding of that. So for Donald Trump, for God's sake, for Donald Trump to think that he was going to like buy judicial decisions, you know, for the infinity future, it's just idiocy. It's idiocy. And I'm encouraged, frankly, to see that the judges are conducting themselves in the manner that they are. I think it reaffirms for all of us that, you know, that foundational principle of the law should apply equally to all.
Well, Trump tweeted out shortly after the election that I won this election. I responded to that tweet with SDNY, he's all yours.
Yes, exactly. Don't make me go.
He's all yours.
And you're probably speaking to the heart of what a lot of this is about right there.
Of course. He knows what's awaiting him. He knows what's awaiting him when he becomes a civilian again. And it is, you know, look, it's a bet he's made. He's tried to avoid with some degree, a high degree of success to avoid it. Like all things, you got to account for it. And that's the thing about someone like Trump. He's always managed not to account for it. You know, most of us, no, I won't say most of us, I say all of us would not be able to be allowed to file for bankruptcy five times and still get bank loans.
Right.
You know,
billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. It just wouldn't happen. And so at some point, you know, we account for that the first time. He, you know, he's now going to account for it on the back end, but you always account for it. I mean, it is the nature of life. You'll account for it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.